Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
No, Mr. Belafonte, it's Mayo. Mayo, Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today, on the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know what? I jumped over to Facebook Live real quick to see you guys be boys, basically. And the first thing I heard, David, was you say, God almighty, when it took off.
Yeah, that was I was not expecting that.
That was fun.
That was fun. Now, are you big with fireworks, Melinda? I think we've asked you this last week. What's the scoop?
I love going to watch them, especially somewhere like RJ. Thank you for doing that for
yes.
The neighborhood. I was remembering in sort of the file of things we did as kids we weren't supposed to. I remember, this is what I remember about the bicentennial, because, yes, like Roger and a couple of them, I am that old, but I remember the bicentennial. I was over at my friend's house, and we were doing the thing where you light the firecracker in your hand and then throw it before it goes off.
Yes,
so you're kind of constantly light, pow, light, pow, light, pow. And right as I was doing it, my friend's dad started to walk in front of me, and so I knew I couldn't throw it. So that sucker went off in my hand.
Oh, no.
And also almost in his ear. So he couldn't hear. My hand was stinging. And that's what I remember about the bicentennial.
Well, you know, we were talking about, you know, these young men here at the Torpedo Joe's. One was not born by then, and the other was, I think it was 1 year away. One was 5 years away. But, yeah, we were talking about having those kind of same circumstance. I had one where I was throwing it. Like you said, it was by my ear, and it could not, it went off and couldn't hear for about 2 days. And you got to be careful. You know, these are advanced and a lot of fun, but you got to be safe. I'm looking now at where that thing starts coming at me. I'm getting out of the way, Roger. It's, I didn't know what.
Well, I moved back. I jumped right in RJ's arms. he held me.
Now, will you be out by your amazing pool on Saturday? Or are you going to the lake?
Oh.
What's the plan?
I'll be at the pool. There's the thing about if you have a pool in your backyard, you're going to get some company for sure on the 4th of July. You're going to get some phone calls. So
yes.
I'm so happy that some of my family is coming. I've told you guys before, my sister has 11 grandchildren. So I have 11 great nieces and nephews. So a subset of those. I don't think I can handle them all at one time, but I've got my youngest niece and her husband are bringing their four girls here for the 4th of July. I think they're between 2 years old and about 9 years old. So I'm going to have a lot of little girls, a lot of little Barbies probably in the pool.
Well, Roger, is Pop Pop going to be? Are they expecting you to deliver on some cool fireworks?
Yes.
And you can go the basic. We talked about this earlier, the snake.
You have things over here.
Snakey snake.
You're not lighting. You know, I mean, there's some things that are very, very safe for the kids.
What were the basics you mentioned earlier today? We go back.
You had your worm. You had your snake. You had your
sparklers.
And sparklers. And, you know, bottle rockets and candles.
Yeah, bottle rockets could get you in trouble if you're a kid.
But that's back when, you know, there was only one kind of firework.
Yeah, it was just
the
basic.
Like
yeah, it was the basic.
Now, the hoods. In the neighborhood that had more Coke bottle money than I did, would let off the entire package of Black Cat fireworks all at once. You know, with they'd all go
yeah,
off.
Yeah.
Whereas just as a kid, we'd go light, pop.
You know, it's
light, pop, and we'd put it in a usually daddy's beer can. And we would light with the cigarette butt that he just threw down.
Could you imagine, Roger and Melinda, if we could go back to late 1960s, early 1970s, and then transport ourselves to this store and go, this is what it's going to be like 60 years from now, 50 years. What?
No.
What? No, are you kidding me?
There are, not to get political, but there are rumors that some of the IRG are in here shopping for stuff because they have nothing in Iran right now. This is everything that they need with these missiles and these rockets that they have. This is where they come. This is where we learn the term cake. these things are cake. These boxes are all called cakes.
Yeah.
That they have.
The That's what they're saying in the biz.
The Light Brigade.
The biz.
That's exactly right. The Light Brigade, the Double Vision, the Sucker Punch.
I just looked. Did you see the TJ's Top 10 Fountains? Look at all those things.
Yeah.
Hey, I was going to, real quick, Stephen Bright's been on hold.
Hey, Steve.
Stephen, let's see if he's still there. We can bring him in with Melinda. Hey, Stephen, sorry we've kept you on hold.
Okay.
You're on with Melinda Mayo on her time. What's up?
Good morning, Melinda. How are you?
Hey, Stephen.
Guys,
I'm
great. Were talking about RJ a while ago.
More than happy.
Go ahead. You were talking about RJ's singing ability. Watto, you forgot the Miley Cyrus version of Wrecking Ball that he did.
Oh,
that was
my
finest,
gosh. Yeah, I forgot about that. Melinda remembers that. Remember that, Melinda, at Christmas karaoke where RJ was
Melinda
on?
Melinda was there.
The big, yeah. Oh, that was the incident, too, right? That was when.
That
Crawford?
Yeah, that was the incident.
The incident. Yeah. Melinda, you remember that?
Anyway, I wanted to.
Oh, absolutely. I was way too close to the incident because I was up there on the stage, sort of on the set, and they told everybody to get off the set
Melinda,
so we could put the wrecking ball in. So I stayed up there. So I was right there when the incident happened. In fact, somebody told me the first thing they heard was me say, "Oh no, Danny Joe," because I think I was stepped off the side.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Danny Joe.
Hey,
go ahead.
Melinda, were you called to testify? I want to thank Roger. a couple of days ago, I have been looking for some campaign T-shirts. Roger got me hooked up with Steve Qualls. And, guys, I was going to have to pay a minimum, like $1,000 to get a couple of shirts. And wow. Paul got me the number of shirts that I wanted. He told me, he said, hey, we're going to do what you need to do. We're not going to make you order a minimum. Wow. Guys, he is the most awesome guy. He does the greatest work. But, Roger, I want to thank you for getting me hooked up with Steve. And we need to keep it in the Buzz family. And I am out at Dodge Chrysler right now getting my oil changed. We try to keep it in the Buzz family. Thank y'all.
Thank you,
Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen.
Guys, I just wanted to say thank Roger and brag on Steve.
Yes.
Absolutely, strength and honor. Y'all have a great 4th of July.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks,
thank you very much. And if I may be so bold, Dave, this goes out to Steve.
What an asset you are to our show.
That's for you, Steve. You know what? And I just saw you do something. Is there a QR code that you can hit and it shows you that's
cool.
That's a great deal.
Oh, it shows you what it does?
Come here. I don't know if it's everything here, but on the cakes over here, there's a QR code or something that you put your phone on. It'll let you see what that thing does.
I was going to ask Melinda. That's a great marketing.
Are you kidding me?
Melinda, do you have, I'm pretty sure, but I can't recall the time. Do you have a Morning Mayhem T-shirt?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's see. I'll have to say. I think I do. I think I wore it last time we were all together over at Acela. Yeah.
Because I would think, Roger,
I
wouldn't. And not more than that.
Let me tell you what.
I don't know why you're not wearing one with a midriff cut off and one sleeve open over the shoulder around the pool.
We need to see the curves of Morning Mayhem on Melinda.
Could we please?
So now but Steve's going, we got that done.
Yeah,
that would be a small.
Yes, it would be a small pass. Thank you. Thank you, man. That right's back.
We'll get that done. The other thing I was going to ask, I am going to be a guest of Daniela on the on Saturday morning daybreak on July 4th. Have you worked July 4th before, Melinda, over the years?
So many July 4th I have worked before. It always falls differently, so it's great that it's on a Saturday. I think I saw it'll be like 30-something years before we get another 4th of July on a Saturday. But I have. We always, try to make the most of it. We try to do cookouts outside and all of that. But I'm glad you're going to be joining Saturday Daybreak this weekend.
Yeah, we'll talk a little football. I know that's what everybody, sort of expects from me. But I think we may have to expand a little bit. I was telling some folks that, when you go 10-2 three times out of 8 years, you better have some extra material in addition to some hog talk. you, there's not a lot of positive. Although we'll be down in Tampa for SEC Media Days, Rog, in just a couple weeks.
Down there a week.
Yeah. What do you think, Melinda, about the big win last night by USA, baby?
Pretty cool. I mean, two to nothing. Even though it's not a long story, it's like you said, when you've got that big flag and you've got everybody so excited, you know, how do you not get into it? I love all of the spectacle around it. I love the singing, the national anthems. I've been laughing on Instagram at all the Europeans over here who are so surprised that we get like ice and free refills and things like that. But when the game starts, I'm kind of like, whoa. But it's still exciting. As long as USA is in it, we'll still follow, right?
So let me ask you this. I'm going to Christian on this. So he's our soccer expert. So the World Cup's in three different countries, correct?
Correct.
Mexico, America, and where else?
Canada. Yep.
So does it always split into three countries like that? Is it usually one or what?
A lot of times there's only one host country. I think going forward we'll probably see more split because there's more money that way. And the FIFA
I sort of like it. Yeah, I sort of like it that way. And, you know, it sort of gives a bigger feel to the event.
I mean, it's really cool, Mexico getting games in Mexico. It's really cool.
I do, too. I think so, too. I think it's a cool feel.
Do they get different money for winning and losing, like Super Bowl and playoffs, Christian?
Players,
is there money involved?
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know about the money involved.
What?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
What?
Or is it just that someone
I'm not in it for the money, Baz.
Defect. We don't want any money. Just be on the team.
Do you remember what happened to the Colombian goalkeeper a few years back?
I don't think I do.
He was a Colombian, I think.
He defected?
No, he went back. No, he gave up. He accidentally kicked a ball into the goal.
Goalkeeper.
I never heard of it again.
He was a
fighter. Oh, just a
yeah.
And he went back to kill him.
On accident.
They killed him.
Yeah, what do you call the group? The
Medellin cartel. Member of
Medellin
cartel killed him.
The Medellin cartel killed him. You loser! You killed him.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot more on the line, baby.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
More on the line. I think his name was Andres Escobar. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's serious business. Melinda, listen. Have yourself an amazing July 4th. This is your first July 4th as a retired person.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for you.
That's right.
Let me
tell you, the holidays hit differently because in this business, your business as well. You're always kind of thinking, okay, I probably need to work one or two of these. I need to work the day after, the day before. So Memorial Day was the first holiday I was like, I don't have to worry about any of that. I am off, baby. So I'm going to really, really enjoy it. Hey, I do have a little bit of an announcement that just came out yesterday. KATT has now had a new female weather person who is coming to join us, and it's somebody you know, Emma Allen, who worked for us before in the news department, is coming back from Texas, and she's going to be joining the KATV weather team, and that's just information that broke yesterday. So we're excited.
So I had no idea that she did weather. I thought she was a news reporter. I didn't know she'd got her meteorologist degree.
No, you can't say who it is.
Yes, she just said Emma.
Oh, I didn't hear Emma. Okay, yeah. Very good. Very good.
Emma.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely. She's been going to doing the courses online just like I did as a news person. So she's kind of doing the same path. So I feel real sisterhood to her. And excited she's coming back. I think she's almost finished with school. So she'll be coming back, and we'll now have a full weather team at KATV and a woman.
That's awesome.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, she's a great young lady. Yeah.
Melinda, this is for you.
What an asset you are to our show.
She is an asset. What'd you say, Christian?
No, I'm part of that clip. that was just me, part of the background of that clip.
Oh, is that what it is? We've got a bad delay. If anybody can't tell that, I mean, it's really bad today.
That's why people want to hear some singing.
All right, Melinda, thank you. Thanks, fine sponsor, before we get out of here.
Got to thank Sanders Ground Essentials. Let me tell you what I got done yesterday. The grub treatment, because a few years ago, two raccoons decided I had the best grubs in town and ate up half my yard. So that's an extra treatment that Sanders will take care of on top of your fertilizer, your weed control, greening it up. So they did all of that. Plus, they said, we're going to do that grub treatment. And I was like, fantastic, because we got to make sure that doesn't happen again. So 315-9395 is the number, and they will take care of you. Happy 4th of July, guys.
Happy 4th, Melinda.